There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is it Deflategate? I don't know why I'm attracted to this story. Maybe it's because there's just, you know, I mean, I know there's a State of the Union address tonight, but I pretty much know what that's going to be before it even gets there, right?
Boy, am I missing the connection here. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, I know there's other things that would be traditional news headlines, but I'm flipping the channels early this morning, and everybody's talking about a team that supposedly cheated. And all they did cheat previously, so I guess, you know, it's not completely unheard of. Wasn't it 2008 when they had that whole Spygate thing going on and lost a first-round draft pick? But this Deflategate is the controversy involving the New England Patriots and whether or not they intentionally deflated footballs. Now, they lost, Todd, rather handily, 45-7.
Wait a minute. Who lost?
The Patriots.
No. Patriots won 45-7.
I'm sorry.
Colts lost.
The Colts lost. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Football fan here.
I had that flipped around. But my point is,
I gotta point something out here. You know, the advantage went both ways. So unless they only deflated the footballs the Patriots had on offense.
Well, that's evidently
the
they used different
ones were full.
Evidently, they used different footballs. I didn't know that, but it's not, you know. So, in other words, when the Patriots are on offense, they use a football. I was rather amazed at this. I've done a little digging into this process, and evidently, 2 hours and 15 minutes before each game, because 2 hours wouldn't be enough. 2.5 hours would be too long, Todd. So 2 hours and 15 minutes before each game, officials inspect 12 footballs from each team, put a mark on them to indicate they meet the proper requirements and are good for usage. Then the footballs are given to the ball attendant. Then there's a second set of 6 footballs used specifically for the kicking game. They're marked appropriately, remain in the possession of officials at all times. And officials evidently check the balls as they go into the game. This is not a, you know, a deal where there's a lot of room for error.
Right.
They could lose air due to the conditions evidently, but not you know, a lot of room for error.
So what's the answer? We need yet another official, and or do we slow the game down and have somebody check it every possession? Or what's the answer to this now?
I'm with Tom Brady, the quarterback, who said, I think I've heard it all at this point. It's ridiculous. That's the last of my worries. I don't even respond to stuff like this. But it is. It's a. There's an investigation. I mean, do you think somebody would do this? Do you think there'd be some plot to say, okay, here's the deal now. We're going to deflate their ball a little bit to make it easier to catch. Right? I mean, mm-hmm. And again, this was not a close game. It's 45-7. So it's not like it was necessary, right? I don't know. Bill in New Salem wants to help me out here, but my big question, I guess, is do you think this is feasible? This is a kind of consuming folks in the news here, and I'm just a little perplexed by the whole thing. We do have very important things to discuss on here today. I'm not sure this is one of them, but it's just kind of amusing to me. It's caught my attention. We are going to talk about the North Dakota Farm Bureau Farm and Ranch Conference. It's happening later this month. Chris Barron, the Director of Operations, President of Carson and Barron Farm in Raleigh, Iowa. One of the speakers is going to join us to talk about his efforts over the past 2 decades, developing a lot of decision tools to help producers improve the profitability of their operation, including something called the profit manager. So, producers, listen up. You're going to hear from a corn and soybean producer across the Corn Belt. Also on the program today, Congressman Kevin Cramer, day earlier, he'll be here for the Tuesday edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. And, of course, the president does speak tonight. You know the best thing about the State of the Union address in my mind? Lynn Oz, a World War II veteran from Minot, is going to be the guest of Senator John Hovind tonight up in the gallery. That's pretty cool. Okay. A North Dakotan that served this country as part of the Greatest Generation. I'm looking forward to that. So, Bill in New Salem, you're first up here on What's on Your Mind. Sorry to report that what's on my mind is Deflategate. Scratching my head over this deal. Help make some sense of it for me. You think this actually happened, Bill?
Well, I don't know. It's really tough because doesn't the line ref handle the ball every play?
Will soon be joining the flag.
Hang on 1 second here, Bill. I'm hearing two things. Anybody else hear another voice there? Or am I hearing voices?
Maybe Chris playing a call or something there?
I don't know. Anyway, sorry, Bill. Bill, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. It's really kind of bogus because doesn't the line ref handle the ball and set it down every play? And doesn't he handle the ball from both sides?
Ed Schultz will soon be joining the
flag.
So
you would sure think that he would be able to tell the difference. That's kind of what I had.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree.
But he's not watching the other 11 balls, though, so anybody can do anything with the other 11 that are not being watched, unless we're going to have some other official.
But the ref still sets it down on the line of scrimmage every play.
Yeah.
So he actually touches the ball every time.
And maybe he needs to pay more attention to it. I mean, maybe that's the answer. But hey, one of the other problems, too, is that, I mean, the Patriots kind of have a little bit of a recorded history of, you know, there was the secret building and all kinds of other stuff.
I'll give you that. So that's the one thing that makes it, you know, the plot thickens a little bit. But, I mean, what I'm saying is, do you think somebody...
The Colts were completely out of it, though. There was not even the competition there.
Well, that's just it. Would it even made a difference in this game? Probably not, you know, given what happened.
Anyway, I walked out this morning with the tape measure, and I had 5 inches of new snow on the ground.
Whew. Keep it. So
New Salem Sue has got some serious snow around her, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
That's all I had.
Hey, Bill, good stuff. Thank you. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Do you think somebody actually thinks up something like this? We're going to deflate the ball and try and get an advantage. And by the way, they didn't really need the advantage. 45-7. Is this real? Bob in Bismarck, what's on your mind today? You're next.
Yeah, I got a serious complaint about question to ask you about all this rich going on down potential oil company like the Bakken and Williston that. And if these guys are going to go rape girls and the girls don't ask for it,
we're going to dump that. Thank you very much. And ban Bob from calling in the future. Most of that was hard for me to understand. I don't know, Todd, if you can interpret for me, but what I did understand, I didn't care for.
I'm not even going to start on that one.
Yeah. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Maybe it was so lopsided because New England was better able to catch and throw the deflated ball. It does make a difference if you can grip the ball better.
You know, it's also about setting the rhythm of the game, too. I mean, it may have just thrown Lux and the Colts' rhythm off enough. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, that, by the way, was an email suggestion. But, again, I ask you, real simple question. Do you think somebody actually thinks up something like this and executes it in a major game like that? We're going to I just think it's, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to, my ultimate point is I just think it's ridiculous. I think this is like some stupid rumor that somebody starts that ends up leading to an NFL investigation and media being consumed with it. And I guess count me in the category of being consumed with it, but I just think this is not likely to have been anywhere near anything that happened. Agree or disagree? Toby and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
You guys are finally talking about something I might know something about.
Bring it on, Toby.
now that the football being deflated, first guy calling in made a good point. We've actually in games had footballs taken away because they weren't inflated enough because the line judge does handle the football every play and can check that. So I kind of doubt that New England was pulling anything. I just think that people are sick of Belichick running such a good program and having so little controversy within his camp that they need to come up with something because they're jealous of someone who can be so good for so long. That's my opinion on it.
Good point. So it's intentionally, it's a little jealousy. We're creating a controversy to try and explain away the success. Maybe
don't we just love controversy?
I guess we do. But this one just seems so darn far fetched. It really is confusing the daylights out of me. Thanks, Toby.
Makes me laugh because if your ball's deflated. Call and tell
us. Good point. Hang on, Toby. We'll let you finish on the other side of the break. Sorry, we're up against the heartbreak. Don't go away.
0550. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237. On my mind
that the likelihood that the New York Patriots deflated footballs is not real likely.
New York?
What do you mean, New York?
New York Patriots?
Is that what I just said?
Yeah. Sorry, man.
New England Patriots.
Why don't you give you a chance to correct that before some listener did? Because
they won. I said they lost. I had that flipped around. Now I'm calling him New York instead of New England. Todd, take over. Would you just take the reins here? I'm going to take
what's on your mind, folks. We're going to put Scott Henn in the corner. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Scott. I'm not taking over, but
800-228-0550 701-258-0550. I'm with Toby and the other callers who said this is not likely to have happened. But some of our email traffic suggests, do you think it might be? How much money was at stake? Says another emailer here. With a win and a trip to the Super Bowl, darn betcha someone would seek an advantage. And how much money was at stake with a win?
Of course. But where does one team but not the other get an advantage if all the balls were deflated? And if it was only the ones that the Patriots had on offense that were deflated and the Colts ones were at full inflation, okay, then there's a point. Hopefully they get to the bottom of it.
Do you buy it? Anyway, that's my take. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We don't have to talk just about Deflategate. We have a lot to talk about, including managing the profit on your farm operation at the bottom of the hour, and a preview of the State of the Union address, and any questions or comments you have for Congressman Kevin Cramer, who will join us next hour as he makes his way to Washington, D.C., for another week in Congress, and the State of the Union address tonight. But in the meantime, you tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple other things that are fighting for contention here. North Dakota lawmakers are going to be introducing a body camera bill aimed at protecting privacy of those interacting with police. I'm for the body camera thing. I think the more data you have about a particular incident, the better, right? Rather than a he said, she said, or anything else, the camera, let me see what happened. I like it. I think if I were in law enforcement, I would want this. So I'm not surprised at all that North Dakota lawmakers are tackling that right alongside the civics test. By the way, Arizona's getting all the credit for the civics test. Did you notice that? And I believe we passed it first. But I guess Arizona's starving for attention, so they had to. They literally, when they heard North Dakota was going to deal with this very early in the session, adjusted their legislative calendar to try and fast-track it. And so there was sort of a little back-and-forth going on. But most of the media coverage says, Arizona, first in the nation. So I guess we're going to go to second in the nation now on the civics test. But the bigger question is, could you pass this? We asked the question of our audience, do you think you'd be able to pass the civics test? Most folks are not too confident. Although Dan says, we had them in the 60s when I graduated from high school in Illinois. We're bringing them back now. Duke says, depends on if it includes the history we were taught or as it is being rewritten. Todd says, yep, I took it a month ago, missed only two questions, both of which were worded stupidly. Exactly. When you fail a question, that's the outcome, right? How the question was worded is the problem. Kenny says, based on how we were taught, or made up history like they are being taught now, depends on. I took one in school last year, got them all right. I'd be embarrassed if I didn't. All right. You can weigh in on that on our Facebook page as well today. Also the question of whether or not you think the New England Patriots actually cheated in the NFC Championship game. I do not believe they cheated, said David. Thank you. It was windier on the Colts side of the field, Todd?
That's what an email from Jim says. It was windier on the Colts side of the field. So,
windier on the Colts side of the field. No matter which side they were on.
Well, I mean, that can happen in some stadiums. You can have, open or open-air stadium. One end's a little windier than the other. It can happen.
But then you switch ends, Todd.
Right.
So is Jim having fun
out
there?
I know. I don't know.
Don't
the whole inflated football thing.
Yeah.
Do you suddenly deflate a football before you hand it to Brady, but not to Luck? How can you do that?
Again, I think they're using different footballs. From what I understand, I didn't know this before Deflategate, but now I know you have your own set of footballs. But again, A lot of people got to be in this smoke-filled room to come up with this. Gene in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I hear you talking about the, excuse me, civics test again. Let's see, 1961, I graduated from high school. Took U.S. history from Don Weiss. Don Weiss was a World War II veteran, bombardier pilot on a B-17, so we got lots of World War II lectures. At the end of the class, U.S. history, Don Weiss said, "You will hand in on this desk a handwritten copy of the U.S. Constitution, or you will not graduate from this class." You know, it didn't matter if you had D's, E's, or A's. I wonder if that's being done today. You know of any classes where they're handwriting the U.S. Constitution? Word for word, dot for tittle.
Wow.
Am I hearing you, Scott?
Yeah, no, I'm hearing you. Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Okay.
Don't know. I'd love to hear about it. I mean, I've heard some innovative things that are done to help kids learn more about the Constitution and the amendments, and but not literally writing it out word for word. But I'd be interested to know what kind of result they get versus somebody that just teaches it out of a textbook. You know, sounds like an innovative idea to me.
We can copy the Constitution all we want to. The Constitution, as I knew it, is gone.
Gone as in no longer the revered document the Founding Fathers envisioned, being trampled on by our current...
Trampled on by our president, trampled on by our representatives in the fact that when they took office, they swore to uphold the Constitution. They took an oath to uphold the Constitution. They're not, you know... Anybody can figure out they're not doing that. Constitution is trampled on in our foreign policy all the time. Hey Scott, Friday I issued a bet about, on economics class. Anybody take my bet yet?
We're still waiting, Gene, to be... the conduit for your friendly little wager there. Stay tuned. Thanks for the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Let's talk ag when we come back for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, under the red, white, and blue banners, are fueling America's energy revolution. That's right. PetroServe USA connects North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump, including E15. You'll find them in Mandan, in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck, in West Fargo, Fargo, and Moorhead, in Castleton and Valley City and Wahpeton, over in Minnesota, Dilworth, Glendon, up in Bemidji, too. Just look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA, and come on in for the friendly smiles and great eats. The 4-for-4 special is fantastic every day. 4 items for $4. Get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink or a big coffee, and 2 cookies. 4 for $4. It's a great deal. And the grab-and-go specials this month include Special K protein drinks, 2 for $3, and Special K protein bars, just 99 cents in your choice of flavors. The Deli Express Double XL sandwiches, $1.99 each. And Werther's candies, $1.59 for the caramels, $2.59 for the caramel popcorn. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected tested hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now, the weight gain thing that happened in Seattle, yeah, it might mean it might make a little bit of difference. Because, you know, for the first 3 2/3 quarters, Wilson couldn't complete a pass to save his life, and then all of a sudden he came on fire. Yeah, you know, if it happened there, I could see where it did make a difference, but it didn't happen in Seattle. It happened with the Patriots, and Patriots was drubbing them anyway, so I think it's a non-issue.
Non-issue. Yeah, I hear you. Tell that to NFL that's investigating it. Tell it to the media that's hyperventilating over it. It's everywhere. But I'm with the caller. I'm also amused at how much attention this is getting. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. We're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. One thing I'd love for you to do today is check out their website, ndfb.org. One of the many reasons to go to the website includes the membership benefits. So if you're a member of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, you can save money on your next truck purchase, on your next cell phone purchase, on just going to the membership link, and you'll see names like Avis and Case IH and Choice Hotels and GMC Chevy and Buick and Office Depot and Ready Mobile and Polaris and Sears and Sam's Club and Vanity and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Those are all some of the brand partners. Beltone Hearing Aids, another example, where you can receive a discount just for your membership. So a very reasonable membership, and you're saving $500, for instance, on the purchase of a new truck. Good stuff. All right? Check it out. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And our guest is not on yet, right? So, Chris, you and Manny want to work that out on getting our guest lined up, and then we'll talk a little ag today on the program. While we're doing that, I want to tell you about my pillow. How'd you sleep last night, Dud?
I keep my arms around my pillow now so it doesn't get confiscated and repurposed.
You need
I don't
you,
sleep
don't
nearly as well if I don't have my pillow.
Need like a vault for the pillow so nobody else touches the darn thing, right?
Right. Yeah, put it on a chain.
Exactly right. I had a really weird dream last night that I can vividly remember. But you know, when you're dreaming, you know what that means, don't you? You're in that that sweet spot of sleep. So it's another good sign you got a pillow. And we do. And we would love you to as well. So it's as simple as a phone call, or you can go to the website, whatever you prefer. MyPillow.com, if you go to the website, use the promo code SCOTT. When you do that, you're going to get the 2-for-1 deal. That's 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow. By that, I mean 50% savings. It's an incredible deal. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Or you can go to MyPillow.com. The warranty tells you all you need to know. 69 money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty that this thing will not go flat. Will not go flat. Stays cool. No tossing and turning.
Is this the part where I make the joke about it being not the official pillow of the New England Patriots?
It can't deflate. That's what the 10-year warranty is all about. So anyway, and the National Sleep Foundation designated this the official pillow. So when you're talking about sleep and the official pillow, you know it's got the seal of approval. Again, Todd and I would be honored if you'd choose to spend a night's sleep, your night's sleep, on the same pillow we do. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or again, MyPillow.com. Okay? All right. So we got Chris yet? We're working on getting Chris. Something in the water today? Or what's going on here, Todd?
I'm thinking you're right there.
It's one of those days
See, this is what happens when for people who don't have a MyPillow pillow. This is the kind of day those people have.
You're right. Yeah, so why are we having one?
Oh, we're not. It's oh, we're not you and okay. me.
No? You're right.
It's Mushroom Guy and some of those kind of guys. I bet Chris doesn't have a MyPillow. See, now, why didn't you get Chris a MyPillow pillow for Christmas? You yeah, obviously didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we are excited because the North Dakota Farm Bureau is hosting the Farm and Ranch Conference. January 30th is when it starts. And all the details at ndfb.org. And with us today is Chris Barron. Chris, for 22 years, developed something called the Profit Manager that he's going to tell us about today. And he'll be talking about this decision tool at the Farm and Ranch Conference. He's the Director of Operations and President of Carson and Barron Farm in Raleigh, Iowa. Chris, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Great. Great to be here. How are you today?
Fantastic. Where's Raleigh, Iowa? I spent a little time in Clarinda, Iowa, and I was just down in Ames for a big game there, but I don't know that I know where Raleigh is.
Yeah, we're up in northeast Iowa, and so if you're familiar where Cedar Rapids or Waterloo is, Waterloo's where the John Deere tractor works and assembly plants are located at, and so we're just kind of in that corridor through there between Waterloo and Cedar Rapids.
Fantastic. Just hang on one sec, Chris, because Rob in center has been waiting to weigh in on Inflategate. We have a little discussion going on about this humongous controversy. I'm kidding, actually, regarding the football and the game this weekend. Rob, what's your take on this?
Sorry to interrupt your conversation. The gentleman before said that, you know, that people are just trying to pick things apart as far as New England goes, but they've been riddled with controversy. If you Google some of their past controversies, they've got the Spygate, they've got the radio frequency gate where they were caught using illegal radio frequency.
I forgot about that one, yeah.
Yep, and then they don't vet out their own players who, you know, are brought up on murder charges, and they've been riddled with controversy, and I wouldn't put them past them to, you know, everybody tries to get an upper hand and find an edge. But
and wasn't it in New England where that one guy took the snow plow and plowed off where they were going to kick the field goal?
Oh,
wasn't that there,
that.
Too? Yeah, that one's going back a ways, but some guy was on prison release. They came. There was a late fourth quarter field goal. It was really, really snowy and stuff. And some guy on his own is what the story, and maybe it was. It probably was. But some guy on prison release came out with a snowplow and plowed off the spot where the kicker was going to kick the field goal, and they wound up making it and winning the game.
I wouldn't put it past Belichick. I mean, once a cheater, always a cheater.
That one's right. Definitely before the Belichick era, but who knows with the rest of the Patriots. Maybe the cheating goes from higher than that, Bill.
That Spygate, you know, that was huge, too, and when they were videotaping the defensive calls. And then that's when they used, also at the same time, they used the illegal radio frequency so they could get, they deciphered what the call was going to be before the play was snapped, and they gave it to the quarterback, and he changed the play. So, yeah, they're looking for every advantage they can.
All right, Rob, we're going to put you down in that camp. First one today said, hey, you know, they've been there before, so appreciate it. Thanks, Rob in the center. Okay, Chris. So let's get serious here. Let's talk about your operation down there in beautiful northeast Iowa, and about what you're planning on talking to our growers and ranchers, the farmers and ranchers here coming up at the Farm and Ranch Conference all about. So first of all, tell us about your operation. What's Carson and Barron Farm?
Well, we have a corn and soybean production operation. In years past, we did have a pork production operation, and we have a Pioneer Seed Sales Agency as part of our operation as well. And then we have kind of a unique business model. We farm with about seven other neighboring producers. And so even though we're somewhat competitive, we kind of network. I guess you kind of relate it to some of the NASCAR teams that run multi-car teams and give them a little extra boost in information and people and resources. And so that's kind of how we try to run our business model on the farming operation side of things.
And speaking of the business model, one of the things you'll be talking about at the Farm and Ranch Conference is this profit manager. I understand you put 20-plus years of your life into developing this. Talk about that process. What 22 years is a long time, so you obviously took the time necessary to get it right. Talk about what you built.
Yeah, well, it's kind of exciting to work with producers on that system. Basically, what we do is we help them kind of get a real close handle on where the cost of production's at. And obviously, right now, we're headed into some possibly turbulent times with where the commodity prices are at and grain prices being under pressure. And so we try to help them dial in their numbers and kind of figure out line by line item exactly where they're at in terms of cost per bushel. Any of the individual line items, a lot of times we know what we wrote the check out for, but the question is, what's your cost per unit for each of those line items? And as a percent of cost, we do a lot of specific analysis, but we do it in a pretty simplistic way, where when you kind of take a look at the reports and the numbers, they're not, super difficult to understand. We try to take some of the, what you might consider kind of complicated information and put it in a report so it's a little simpler to understand and easier to make just some good decisions with as we move forward. I think accounting in a lot of the operations is pretty good. The problem with accounting is it's sort of post-mortem. It's after the fact. And so if you're using your accounting to make decisions, it's like driving your business down the road with the rearview mirrors, and it's pretty darn hard to see the road. And so what we try to do with Profit Manager is allow you to look out the windshield of your business, and so you can run scenarios and plan and forecast and be a little bit more accurate with where you drive and try to keep you out of the ditch.
How do you feed it? You obviously you mentioned the sophisticated amount of data that comes to a simplistic sort of roadmap, if you will. What kind of data are you feeding it with to get the results you want?
Yeah, what we do is we basically take the cash flow numbers and the balance sheet, and we basically just populate it line by line. So, for example, if they wrote a check out for X amount for seed and X amount for herbicides and X amount for other various line item expenses, we populate those costs on a per acre basis and then basically fill out the report, and then from there it generates a significant amount of information that you can kind of look at in a simplistic manner. And then it ties into the marketing and that sort of thing as well. So you can go in and plug in the marketing of where you're at any given point in time. And then it calculates your percent sold and kind of lets you do some scenario planning. And say you're 30% sold and you want to make another 30% sale, it kind of shows you where you're at with covering your overall costs, your variable costs, and that sort of thing.
Chris Barron is with us, who is the architect of the Profit Manager. If you have a question or comment, growers, ranchers want to tell us a little bit about, or ask a question, rather a question, tell us more about this Profit Manager tool. Certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. When we come back, I'd love you to give me an example of how this has saved you some bucks in your operation or other customers. And we'll tell you more about the conference coming up, too.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com. Immudyne.com or call 866-257-8668.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
With Kevin Kramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall, day early than the usual schedule, if there is a usual schedule these days. But anyway, that's next hour, State of the Union address tonight. And we'll talk about that, what passed in the way of immigration proposals, reforms to stop what the president has planned. And more with Congressman Kevin Kramer coming up. More of our conversation with Chris Barron of Carson and Barron Farm in Rowley, Iowa, on the Profit Manager. Growers, producers, farmers, ranchers, give us a ring, 800-228-0550 if you have a question or comment. Right now we get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. We do that each and every Tuesday, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And as Chris Barron is going to be addressing the attendees of the Farm and Ranch Conference coming up January 30th, it starts, Also a fellow by the name of Tommy Grashovsky, who is a risk management advisor with Advanced Trading. And Tommy's going to give us a sneak preview of his talk. Tommy, tell me more.
Well, I'm real excited to speak in North Dakota, and I can't wait to meet all of you and share my experiences, both on the trading side and as well on the consulting side relating to farming and agriculture. I do believe 2015 will have its challenges and opportunities in risk management. Our meetings will discuss things you can and can't control. I truly believe all farmers can benefit from learning how to better manage margins and control downside risk. Feel free to come out and ask questions. I'd love to discuss how to help you learn to manage your grain and maximize your farm's potential.
All right, good sneak peek. Tommy, thank you. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. By the way, the conference is presented by DuPont, Pioneer, CHS, Sun Prairie of Minot, the CHS Foundation, Farm Credit Services of Mandan, Minot, and Fargo, Archer, Daniels, Midland, and that's Archer, Daniels, Midland of Castleton, plus the Bush Ag. So appreciate that. All right, Adam in Fargo.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. One thing that I thought of is yesterday I was listening to Minnesota Public Radio, and they had a piece about how Chipotle is expecting a lot of their pig farmers to raise pigs in certain ways, otherwise they won't buy from them. And I'm just curious if you have any thoughts on how the restaurant industry and the food industry at large has really impacted ranching and the people who, through experimentation, generally know what's best for their livestock because they take care of thousands and thousands. Why wouldn't they have at least a good idea?
There you go, Chris.
Well, that's a great question, and it's kind of out of the realm of probably my area of expertise, but I would make the comment that unfortunately there's so much misinformation out there, you know, that I find in some of the areas that I get in some of the cities and some of the areas where people are just so removed from the agricultural portion of what's going on with food and fuel and all of the things that are tied into our operations I don't really have a good answer for that question other than, you know, it's just going to be incumbent upon us to do everything we can to continually communicate the correct message and, you know, through Farm Bureau and other organizations, just try to keep working at that and chipping away at it because it's going to be an ongoing problem and a process that we'll have to continually deal with, no doubt.
Adam, thanks for the call. Glad you're listening. Fred and Wang had a question. You're up on What's on Your Mind for our guest, Chris Barron from Carson and Barron Farm in Raleigh, Iowa, and the architect of the Profit Manager. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Barron.
Hello.
Well, you know, it seems like all you got to do is watch your expenses a little bit and manage your farm a little bit, maybe do a little input here, a little hire you guys, and everything's going to be all right. There's no way that what the prices are, what they are right now, that even pays to even start farming next year. And last spring, it all looked like it was going to be all right, but now all of a sudden, oh, you got your basis points on your wheat, you got your crop values dropping off, you got all this stuff going on all the time, and you know, it's not in the books no matter how you look at it, even plant it, a crop at all. So I don't know how you're going to ever help anybody. In the oil industry, you know, they talk about it all the time. Every day we hear the oil industry out here, Chris. You know, we're up here in North Dakota, and we hear every day how, oh, the price of oil went down. Oh, now the gas went down in over here at this gas station, and I think, you know, it's half the price of what it was before. And we in the ag industry, no one ever talks about our prices being low. Very, very seldom. That would be bad for business, I guess.
Fred, I'm going to interject here just because we have only a minute left, and I want to give Chris a chance to answer. But obviously, Fred's coming out from a pretty pessimistic view of the future. Are you that pessimistic, Chris?
Well, you know, the point being made here is well taken because we are in a part of the cycle that's the most challenging part of a cycle. And there's every business, you know, we deal with these cycles. And so, you know, again, point well taken, there may be a couple of years where,
You know, it's not a matter of, you know, maybe even looking at the system as profit manager. It might be survival manager. And, you know, and that's kind of the way, you know, things do cycle. We've had a couple of years of very prosperous opportunities, and there's going to be some challenging ones. But, you know, part of it is just getting these big line items back in line, whether it's land or machinery or some of the networking opportunities. And so, you know, I guess, you know, that's a great question, great comment and things.
All the more.
You know,
all
that's
more.
The whole idea of getting together.
Well, sorry we didn't have more time, Fred, but a good topic certainly for the Farm and Ranch Conference, for the Farm Bureau, and another reason you need Profit Manager, which you'll find out more about coming up end of the month. Chris Barron, thank you very much. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.